The voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen, how is everyone? This is a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. It's gorgeous out there, isn't it? No wind, beautiful blue skies, and the perfect temperature. It's cooling down, definitely, but still it will warm up to be a beautiful day. What do you reckon? Who's braving the water at the moment? They're ideal conditions, aren't they? I know a few people who are going in there. And they're not all southerners, I'll let you know. I know. I am working my way up to maybe doing a quick dip. I'm sure everyone has heard of the benefits of going in for a cold dip somewhere. I keep watching that. I don't know if you've probably seen that commercial on TV where the guy is trying to get into the water in Tasmania in winter. Now, that would be cold. Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be bad. But anyway, hey, if you've just tuned in, this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Wet Sundays with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And today is the 29th of May. We actually finish up on May over the weekend. It'll be the 1st of June on Monday, just in case you haven't got your calendar right in your head. Yes, we have almost arrived into winter and halfway through the year. I told you, didn't I? It would go very quickly. I say it every year, don't I? Very, very quick these first few months. And you know what I'm going to say next. It will be Christmas before we know it. Yes. Anyway, let's not get ahead of ourselves too much today. Anyway, I have got a very special guest, one of my faves. We've got the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, coming on the show today. And he's always got stacks to tell us about. And, so I look forward to catching up with him. He has a meeting every Friday with council, every Wednesday, last Wednesday of the month, and has always got lots to tell us about. So pretty cool with that. And, yep, no one else, just me and John later on. Yep. Anyway, Next point of business, my secret word for today. I think most of you know that we are running the Listen and Win competition again, and we're almost at the end of the May comp. But if you would like to still participate, you've still got 3 days. I think this is the last show, actually, where you can text in the secret word. And my secret word is, are you ready? Downtown. Yep, downtown. Town, downtown. And all you need to do is text that into 0484 510 152 together with your name and where you're listening in from. And it's all good to go. And you get to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. So that finishes up on Sunday. And it will be drawn on Donna's show next week, 3rd of June, on the Wednesday afternoon show. So happy days. Everyone could go with a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10. And likewise, we will be starting our new comp next Monday. So stay tuned for that. And it's actually a very, very, very good, cool prize. You will love it. We've never had an offering from these people before, from these sponsors. So, yeah, you are going to be overjoyed. Yep. Anyway, I think I might continue with some music. Well, not continue with some music, but I'll start playing some music. What do you reckon? And today, again, I've just decided just a selection of music from across different artists that I like, and across... Well, they're mostly earlier decades, nothing too recent as usual, but I'm sure you will love it. Okay, first one, you'll know it straight away. Something happy for a Friday morning, right?
We'll be right back. Not to tell. Whoa, whoa.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And lucky for you, you've tuned in at the right time, ready to catch my show, What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy. And that was a bit of the Beatles. Do You Want to Know a Secret? Petula Clark. I don't know why I always keep saying Petula. Like there's an IA. It's Petula, right? Petula Clark, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. I've got a bit of a thing for this song at the moment. I keep playing different variations of it. But I have to say my favourite still is Frankie Valli's, which I was playing before the show. Some of you may have heard it. And before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising. And a big hello to Les and Kerry for listening in. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying the show. And later on, we will be catching up with the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, for all of the exciting stuff that is happening around Bowen, because there is stacks happening, exciting stuff happening around Bowen. Hey, I'd also thought I'd mention some of the shows that you can look forward to next week coming through. Next week, we have got the check-in with Sally. So as many of you know, Sally does her show the first Tuesday of every month. And that's next week. I know. It's the 2nd of June. Can't believe it. Anyway, well, I'm pretty happy about it because we get to do another show with Sally. And she's been, if you've got an idea, it's still not too late. She's had received a few ideas. But if you have still got something that you would like Sally to talk about, text us. Text us here at 0484 510 152, because she would love to address stuff that is important to the community. So if you have something that you think we should focus on, let us know, because they're very good discussions with Sally. This month we did the addiction, and before that month before that, we did relationships. That was also interesting. So if you have got a topic you would like Sally to cover, please let us know. Text in 0484 510 152. Cool. All right, let's get on to the purpose of this show. The purpose of this show is to let you know what is in fact happening around Bowen, isn't it? Yeah. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the big migration of grey nomads has begun. Yes, lots and lots of them. So for all of you out there, maybe listening, if you're looking for something pretty cool and groovy to do, maybe like a new hobby or connecting with something you enjoy back in your hometown, it could actually be happening here without you even realizing. But there's stacks of things you can explore. Maybe you use this time to start or explore new stuff. Anyway, stacks to look at. There's the Bowen Woodies Club, the Bowen Art Society, the Bowen Sewing Group, the Bowen Lapidary Club, Oh, there's Stacks. There's, what's the other one? The Bowen Pottery Group. So heaps of stuff to do around Bowen and lots of exercise-related stuff. There's the Bowen Park Run. That happens every Saturday morning. Then there's the Heart Foundation Walking Group. That happens on Tuesday afternoons and Thursday afternoons from 4 o'clock each of those days, Tuesday at Hanson Park, and Thursday afternoons is down at the front beach near the jetty. If you've heard something that you would like me to chat about, just text me here and I can give you some more details. But our number here is 0484 510 152, and if you can never get that number, just go to our Facebook page. Very easy to see. It's up the top. And also very easy to see on our website. So have a look there and you'll be able to text in. You know, other stuff you might want to be doing is maybe volunteering while you're here. You may not have a chance to do volunteer work back where you come from. But here, lots to do. There's, you know, Meals on Wheels, charity stores always looking for volunteers, and look, a whole stack. I don't have them in front of me, but a lot of stuff that you could do, and we would love your input. Yes. All right, we might get back to some music, and reconfirm my secret word for today. It's downtown, downtown. All you need to do is text that in to 0484 510 152, and you go in to win, or well, go in for the chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus AGM FM merch pack worth $50. And this is going to be drawn on Wednesday, on the Wednesday afternoon show with Donna. That's June 3rd. So, yeah, and we start our new competition on Monday. Okay, let's keep going with some music. A bit of Dean Martin. Gotta love Dino.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something your kiss just told me. My sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying, my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I've found in your heart. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. I would arrange for every girl to have your charm. Every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting.
We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Yeah, yeah. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow, together we'll find. Whoa. Dolce suonava soltanto per me.
Yeah. give him all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love him too. And I love him.
Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays with me, Roxy. That was a bit of Connie Francis and I Love Him, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree, Petula Clark again with Volare, and a bit of Dean Martin, Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime. Hey, I got a someone texting back with some suggestions for Sally's show, but they were being a bit of a smarty pants. I'll share with you what the question, well, what the topic was. Like, why do dogs have black lips? What a smarty pants, hey? Good on you. But good question, I have to say. Why do dogs have black lips? Yes. One of those mysteries of the universe and nature, right? Dogs and their black lips. I once saw that actually in one of those, you know, the cartoons that they used to have in the paper. And they were the ant family, this little ant family. And it was the father ant and little boy ant, kid ant, child ant. And that was a question he asked his dad. Dad, why do dogs have black lips? And I couldn't stop laughing because I thought that is hilarious. Anyway, To that listener, I don't think Sally would appreciate having a whole show on that, so no. Anyway, but thank you. I appreciate you texting that in. And if you would like to participate in our competition, our Listen and Win competition, where you can win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a Gem FM merch pack, all you need to do is text into 0484 510 152. My secret word for today is downtown. Yeah, DONTOWN. And, yeah, with your name and where you live or where you're listening in from, just so we know where our listeners are, in fact, listening from. It's always nice to know. And, yeah. What was I going to say next? Yes, I was going to tell you a bit more about what's happening around the Bowen and the Whitsundays now, just in case you're looking for something to do this weekend, and who doesn't want something to do. I have to say, I actually went to Becky Cole's concert last night, her gig at the Queen's Beach Hotel. It was amazing. Very, very cool show. And congratulations to the three winners that got to go as well. I'm pretty sure that they enjoyed it as well. And, yeah, I saw them there. That was a lot of fun. And Becky Cole, she is amazing. And what a sound. Like, live, it's incredible. She sounded very good. So all I can say is hopefully we get some more live gigs coming through of that caliber so we can all attend. We really need to support that sort of stuff. Otherwise, they won't come here to Bowen anymore. That's all I can say. So we need to put our support behind them. Anyway, what's happening in Bowen this weekend entertainment-wise? Well, at the Grandview, they have got DJ night tonight. I'm not sure which DJ because they haven't published that, but still it'll be a good night, and I think they start around the 8 or 9 o'clock time. Tomorrow, the 30th, the B-Doubles are performing, and then on Sunday, the 31st, Zed Charles is performing, and I'm pretty sure Saturday night starts around, again, I think 9 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon, it's, I think, from about 2 onwards. The Australian North Oz, the original North Oz, they've got a pretty cool Friday and Saturday lineup. Tonight, Lloyd Saunders is playing, and then tomorrow night, live music with DJ B. I've seen DJ B, and she is actually very talented. She does DJing, but she also sings, and she's got an amazing voice. Really cool. Very cool. Then on Sunday, there's the Yachties, the Yacht Club, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. They've got Cousin Jack performing from 12 till 3 p.m. He's very entertaining. I know he's got quite a following here in Bowen. And also, don't forget, Eurofusion Cafe is open from 7 till 2, so you can have a lovely brekkie there, brekkie or lunch, and then smooch on into the afternoon and have a couple of drinks to Cousin Jack. Yes. Don't forget also, it's market day on Sunday. Love market day, and what a great market day it was last weekend. Oh, there were so many people and so many stalls. All of the volunteer groups are there. We were there, and it was great to catch up with all of our listeners and people who were interested in volunteering for Gem FM. Great to hear from you. Yes, if you'd like to volunteer, let us know. That's all I can say. Get in contact. We'd love to hear from you. But, you know, they've got great entertainment down there. Always a live performer. Always great food. Oh, my God, so much food to choose from down there. And so many market stalls, like craft stalls and things, handmade stuff and beautiful dresses and, so much stuff there. And, yeah, if you're looking for a prezi or something, go to the markets. You'll get something very unique there. It will be good. And we will be, Gem FM will be there again next month in June, not too far away, but it'll probably be towards the end of the month. And we'd love to see you there. Yes, we would. Okay, better keep going. Don't forget, the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, will be with us soon. And that'll be happening a bit after 11. But anyway, don't forget my secret word, downtown. Text it in, 0484 510 152. Here's some more Beatles. Can't buy me love.
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much.
Somewhere, darling, don't settle. to be smart, then you take it to heart. 'Cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. Ooh, you don't realize that it's all compromise, and the problems are so overrated.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy. And that was a bit of Petula Clark, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Creedence, Have You Ever Seen the Rain, and then the Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love. Hope you're loving the music like I am. I dig this music. It's really feel good, I reckon. And I just wanted to do a big shout out to Lorraine. She's also digging the music, and it's helping her recover. Good on you, Lorraine. I hope you're okay. And another big hello to Linda, Pam, and Jude. Always great to hear from you, and I'm so happy you're listening in. I hope you're enjoying the show. Yeah. Okay, now, other stuff that's happening around town. Goodness, where are my notes? There they are. Okay. There's a huge, giant garage and book sale that's just about to happen next Saturday, actually, at the Bowen Museum, which is on 22 Gordon Street. Lots of bargains to be found, including household linen, storage solutions, crockery, tables, wall art, books, and much, much more. And you probably need to get there early to grab a bargain, because they are always there. The people who get the best things are the early birds, right? The early bird catches the worm. That's why I always miss out on stuff like that. They really do. When you get there, there's all this great stuff, but when I get there later on, all the good stuff has been taken. So make sure you get there. It's at 8 a.m., so you probably get there a bit earlier than that, and it goes till 3 p.m. How cool is that? That's next Saturday. Then we have got this is about the Early Beach Festival of Music, which is happening from the 6th to the 8th of November. It's the theme is Live It Up in the Whit Sundays, and it's featuring 60-plus acts across 15 different venues with a main stage on the water's edge at the Whit Sunday Sailing Club. And big-name acts are going to be there, but you can also discover new talent. And all this within easy walking distance, and the atmosphere is absolutely electric. Ticket holders can bounce between intimate gigs in local pubs and the main seaside stage. So at the moment, we do know that the acts coming for sure are Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything. They were huge, weren't they? The Whitlams, they were also huge. And the Radiators, those three bands, they were all huge in the 80s, I think, 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. Plus many more to be announced, so we'll let you know who will be there. But, yeah, seriously, you should consider getting even a daytime pass or something, just a one-day ticket. So, yeah, you can, and you know, go and have a day out of it. I know here in Bowen it's a bit hard, because then you have to organise accommodation and all that sort of stuff. But well worth it, I think. Then, where are we? Goodness. We might actually go to some more music, and I'll read out the rest later before John gets here. Hope you're enjoying the music. I am. Don't forget, my secret word is downtown. Just text that into 0484 510 152 for a chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a GemFM merch pack. Okay, you'll love this. This is actually what the password is, downtown, Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, 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 downtown.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday show with me, Roxy. Don't forget, if you would like to be a part of our Listen and Win competition and go in for a chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 and a Gem FM merch pack worth $50, just text in the word downtown to 0484 510 152. You've got till 12 o'clock tonight to do that. Okay, I have got the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, with me this morning. He's sitting right in front of me, and we've got lots to chat about. Right, John? How are you? Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, Roxy. Good morning, our listeners out there. And, what a wonderful day in paradise.
Oh, it's gorgeous today.
You've seen the waters?
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Roxy.
I know.
I think we should be out there having a swim. So.
I know. Do you go swimming at this time?
Too cold for me,
yeah.
Roxy. I've accumulated 30 years of living in Bowen, so I reckon I'm pretty well climatised to not swimming this
yes.
time of year, and I must be pretty well getting close to being a local, I reckon. So
I think so.
30 years, so
yeah.
So that's good. No, I'll get out in the kayak and possibly even get in the boat out. So
yes,
it's a beautiful day out there. So.
Yeah, cool.
But, I won't probably touch the water. It's all good. Wonderful day. So yeah, look, Roxy, plenty of things to update today. Lots of things to talk about, and probably I might just give a bit of a start off to a bit of an update from our council meeting on Wednesday.
So, yeah, very good.
We meet on the fourth Wednesday of the month, every formal council meeting, and they actually are live. They're Zoom live, so if anybody out there wants to ever listen in, they can go
right.
on the council website and get on the link, and you can hear what's actually going on in there. So,
I didn't realise that.
It's quite remarkable, actually, how it all works, we do get quite a few people teaming in and listening to what's going on there.
Yeah,
so
very good.
Good. So, a few things. So what happens is every quarter the officers have to come up with a report on how things are progressing across the organisation. It's called an operational plan. So Again, that's on our website as well. So there's lots of achievements during that quarter as well. So it was all part of that as well. Just probably in a different part of the region, down the Airy Beach area, we've adopted a commercial car parking charges down there as well. It's for a couple of different things. It's about trying to improve the parking turnover and accessibility, and also, you know, a bit of compliance as well. So unfortunately, we do get some people that illegally park or park for a bit too long, and you know, at the detriment to other people that want to go there. But the council has got a free car park down there at Waterson Way as well. So yeah, we really encourage people to go and use the free car park rather than taking up the car parks where we like a bit more turnover, you know, so people can access the shops.
Is that on the streets?
Yeah, on the streets, there? Mainly around the Airy Beach area, the main street area and everything like that. So.
Because there were I was there the other day, but there were no parking meters.
Yeah, no, there's no parking meters, but there is times on those, and then on the other couple of car parks there, there's a...
So how do you pay for that?
Yeah, there's a machine there where you... you can, I think, I have done this because I've just been recently away and hire a car and logged into an app that you can put your rego in and I think and things and things like this and you put it in there. So I'm not 100% sure the technicalities of it all, but there is a paid parking facility down there on a couple of car parks as well. So, but it's all about just, you know, enabling people to have a little bit more turnover and police those who probably do the wrong thing down there. So, but that's all good. There's a bit of legislation and local law stuff that had to go through for that as well. Coming up as well, we've got our water meter reading on the 15th of June. So the team will be out reading your water meter. So again, the council bills for water every twice a year, just after when the rate notices go out. But it's always good to check your readings and. And particularly when you do get the bill, and if it's a bit more than the time before or whatever, just be careful of leaks. I check mine to make sure I turn all my taps off and have a look and make sure the meter's still not turning the red.
You really need to do that because you don't know what's happening underground.
No, and particularly, you know, you've got pipes and you've got gardens over pipes and things like this, so... Yeah, a bit of corrosion and things like that. So, really encourage people to just keep an eye on their water. And it's good that we've got available, plenty of water available, so it's all good. One of the other things too, the council we're very generous in our financial support to community organisations. So on the website there's quite a lot of details on the different types of grants and subsidies and donations that council can provide. So we have what we call a sport and recreational facility management grant, and we gave, I think, $20,000 to the Proserpine Junior Sporting Complex Association, the Bowen out at the Coletta Sporting Grounds out Richmond Road there, Woodmans Road. It gets a similar amount as well. So council contributes that to the organisations, and the organisations maintain those fields, and it's money well worth spent from council to that. We also provide grants to all community organisations, and it ranges from up to $2,000 depending on how many members you got. So, and those facility type grants are available every year. We've just gone through and just adopted some new guidelines last week at the council meeting as well, part of our special meeting. So, I'm not sure if they're up on the website at the moment, but. I really encourage the different organisations, the treasurers and that, to get involved and have a look at those. And by all means, if you've got any questions whatsoever, fire through to our community support officers and they'll be able to fill in any details on how to go about that. I understand coming up in the new year, we're going to have some of those applications on a rounds type of basis. So, and you need to obviously apply through, I think it's called Smarty Grants. It's a vehicle to how to apply and things like this. So, and also with rates donations. So a lot of our community organisations have to pay rates, but the council is very generous in giving rate donations back. There is an application process, and we're sort of fine-tuning that at the moment. But if any organisation hasn't applied for a rates donation for this forthcoming year, I really encourage you to contact the council offices again, ask for the community services department, and they will help you out with the application form to do that. So it's important, and council sees that it's important to help the community organisations in the best way we can. You know, a lot of that's all mums and dads and the sporting, you know, having raffles and all this sort of stuff, and the value, it's hard to put a value on what that's really worth, you know, like to the participation in all these organisations, but you know, if you could put a value on it across the region, it would be enormous. And again, it's for the betterment of the community, and particularly the young people too, you know, to actually get out and physically play some sport and things rather than get on the computers and the games on the TVs and stuff all the time. So it's really good. So council really, really supportive of everything like that. We've also just, we've got a regional arts development fund, which really caters for the arts, and it's arts in every category. And it's co-funded by the state government. The state government gives some dollars and the council matches it. And then we have different rounds during the year that, that, you know, clubs can apply for. So just this week we approved some grants for the Whitsunday Songwriter Festival. So anybody that wants to be involved with songwriting and that, I really reach out to them to contact the Whitsunday Songwriter Group. And so there's big funding being provided for that group. Okay, Gathering Festival of Arts in, I think that's in Proserpine, and also Creative Connections Whitsunday. So big shout out to Creative Connections Whitsunday. They've established a new art gallery at the old Proserpine Information Centre on the highway there, just next door to the museum. So it's having an opening in a week or so time, I think it is. And it's a fantastic spot for the regional artists to display their artworks and things like this. So it's a great thing for the community, especially just coming in to the entrance to the Whitsundays, on the highway there. So council has also given them a support for not only for the lease of the building, but also some monetary support for some signage and anything like that too. So which is really, really good. So which is good to see. We also receive, like, we get updates from our different directorates. So this time we had our community services and facilitation, which covers like the libraries, all our customer service, all our natural resource type activities, and lots more. We're planning. It's quite interesting to read. There's a lot of statistics in there, but just the enormous volumes of customer inquiries and emails and everything like that has to be dealt with. So every email that goes through has to get recorded and dealt with. So there's channels for that. But we've got a great customer service teams across the region. So really shout out to those people. And you know, if they're our first point of call for the community, Roxy. If anyone's got any issues or requests, certainly, you go via our customer service officers. We really encourage that, because when you do that, it all gets logged through the systems and, there's feedback mechanisms and everything like that. Sometimes what happens, it might be a little bit slow in responses, and I know some people contact the councillors as well, and then we'll just fire in and get an update on that advice as well. Some people, they do contact the councillors directly, but which is okay, but we really encourage people to contact the customer service teams first, because they got all the knowledge and all the mechanisms for taking that through. So, shout out to all the teams there and all the staff in the various ways. So, and also a bit of a shout out to, unfortunately we had a bus incident up at Dungaloo, and our work staff, they had to go up there and tend to it and everything like that. So a big shout out to those guys and those crews that went up there and assisted in that in the recovery.
It was terrible.
And it certainly was, and it certainly hopefully we don't get any more of those. So, but that is all good.
We might take a break with that and come back in a song. In the song's time.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. How will I remember the look that was in his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine. Learning from each other, knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
You're listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And a big hello to Karen. Thank you for texting in, Karen, and happy you're listening into the show. If you would like to get in for a chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50, all you need to do is text in the secret word downtown to 0484 510 152, and in you go. And this is, I think, the last show that you can do that. So text in, but don't despair. Next month we have got another fantastic prize up for grabs. So you'll need to tune in though for that anyway. And we might get back to Deputy Mayor John Finlay. He's got some more amazing stuff to tell us about. And John, you're going to be chatting to us now about some of the projects happening around the Whit Sundays.
Yeah, Roxy, will do. I'll just give you a bit of an update on a few things. Probably one is the Yasso Point. The council at the last council meeting just adopted a concept plan for up there. It's a beautiful site up there. Beautiful site. I mean, yeah. And it's certainly got a lot of history, adding back to the South Sea Islanders with Jack and Topsy Yasso and all the families involved with that. So, shout out to Councillor Michelle, who back a couple of years ago took it on her own bat to do a bit of consultation up there with the community of around that region. And the community very, very supportive of something being developed up there. So Councillor Michelle gathered all that commentary and information and provided it back to the council officers, and the council officers have come up with a bit of a concept plan on that there. So it's going to be like improved parking up there and a bit better along the river type of thing, just to really clean it up. But also, because many years ago, some of the elders up there, they got in and planted trees as well up there, which we're still sort of maintaining that area as well. So it's a great little spot.
How far is it from here?
It's about probably 7 km or so from where we're at the TAFE. So you just go straight out the end of Queen's Beach Esplanade there. And get
well,
to the end.
I know where it is, right there. Yeah,
yeah. Get to the end. You can't go any further.
I know exactly where you're talking
some
about.
Good fishing spots there. It's where the Don River comes in. So there's pretty good fishing spots up there. But we probably won't shout that out too loud. So no. We don't want everyone fishing. fishing up there, but it's quite amazing. You know, you can fish off the bank. You don't need a boat. You can just fish off the banks up
there. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think there's a few crabs and stuff around up that way too. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, it's just to enhance that area and a couple of little tables here and there. And, you know, there's already shower facilities and rubbish bin facilities. There's actually a little boat ramp up there as well. So if you've got a small tinny and everything like that, you can actually put your tinny in there as well.
Very good.
But, yeah, no, so shout out to Councillor Michelle for bringing that forward to the council. And, yeah, we'll just go through the design of it now and hopefully in a future budget, we'll put a few dollars in there to spend on it. So.
Very good.
But anyway, to the west of us, out of Collinsville, it's exciting happening out there. The new community hub building is underway out there, and there's lots of works going on out there as far as the construction of that. And that's going to be a most fantastic project for Collinsville, you know, with the new library, administration centre, the tele centre is going to be moving in there. There's the gym area as well that's all part of it, plus an auditorium. So it's going to be amazing building for Collinsville, and it will cater for the needs of Collinsville for many, many years to come. So
what's the population in Collinsville?
I'm not 100% sure on that, Roxy, anymore.
There's
obviously a couple of thousand people there, and it's obviously reduced from its heyday, but but yeah, the mines up there are a big contributing factor to and to be able to live a couple of kilometres away from the mine site where you work. I mean, how good is that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it is good up there, and the mines contribute. Yeah, they're really significant contributions back to the council in the rates that they pay.
What sort of mines are they?
They're all coal.
All coal mines, yeah.
So there's obviously the Collinsville one is the first one, and then you go out towards Mount Coolum, and there's other mines out there as well within our region. Then there's a lot of mines in the other neighbouring council areas as well. But we do collect significant rates from those that will go back into the whole of the region.
Yeah, so, I bet, yeah.
Really, really significant. Plus, Roxy, I had the privilege of going on a tour out at Abbott Point a week or so ago out there, and the economic benefits that facility provides, you know, back into the town, you know, as far as employment, the contractors, it's massive out there, the amount of steel and the ongoing maintenance of that out there, and just the value that I guess it adds to, you know, to the region, the economic benefits.
What exactly do they do out there? Like, that's how much I know. I don't know anything about it.
Roxy, it's got a big coal loading facility, right? So a lot of the coal comes from the west, like all those mines I just said, plus from beyond our region as well. So, and there's three train companies that bring their rail, the Hall of Canadian, Pacific National, Horizon, and Bowen Rail. So there's three train companies that, you know, bring all the coal in. So they, enormous big trains, they got two facilities where they can just unload the coal. And it goes on a conveyor belt, goes into a big holding yard, big stock yards. Don't ask me the quantities, but it's a huge amount of quantities. It all gets different stockpiled, and amazingly, there's all different types and quality of coal. So if a supplier wants X amount of this particular quality, the guys have actually got they record every pile of coal out there and what its qualities are, and then when the boat comes into the wharf to get loaded, well, that coal gets put on that boat, and so it all gets picked up from there and shipped out on a couple of kilometre jetty that goes out to where the boats pull in. It's absolutely amazing out there, and
I'd love to go out there. Yeah, it sounds amazing. Yeah.
I'm not sure when the next community day will be on out there, but they did have a community day a little while back.
Okay.
But it's really, really amazing to see that.
Yeah.
And it's just probably, I know agriculture is big in Bowen, and it's always been a bit of a backbone to the economy, but this out there is also a big contributor to the economy of Bowen and the future as well, because while the coal and, you know, there's huge royalties come out of that coal back to the Queensland government as well, so the whole of the state benefits out of this, and without it, the state wouldn't be in a very good position, and if we didn't have the rates coming in for the coal mines and Abbott Point, and then the towns would not have the services that we can provide at the moment. There's also been the state government. It's a big state development area out there, so it's a huge area of land. Actually, the coal terminal that take up a very minor part of it out there. But there's the government is looking at like for fuel purposes as well. So looking at ways to expand that area out there and just how it's all going to go. So it's just an enormous part of the economy to Bowen. And supporting that out there is the tugs as well. So, and that probably leads me on to the next bit of a project is the Bowen Jetty. And make sure that if you're not already, make sure you subscribe to NQBP with the jetty updates. There's one just been recently done. So it's all underway. And, you know, hopefully in 2027 there'll be some works commenced down that way as well. But the other big announcement that's come of that is the they've done a an analysis to where the tugs should be parked. And at this stage, it hasn't, my understanding, hasn't been given the financial approval, but the concept approval's been approved that they're going to rebuild the tug jetty down there as well.
That's cool.
So how good was that to have the tugs?
Yeah.
You know, they're part of the furniture of the town, you know what I mean? And have a brand new community jetty plus the commercial jetty all there. And again, you know, the tug operators. And
so do the tug, who do they service?
They all service Abbott Point.
Right. And so they're parked all the way here.
Yep. And they go up to there.
Right. And who do they, help all the ships coming in to load in?
Absolutely. It's quite amazing to see. So when a big ship comes in there, the tugs head up there and push them into the
against
the wharf.
Because how many tugs are down there?
I think there's three that operate from Bowen. So what they do, but whilst they're they don't always park down here, they park up on moorings up at Abbott Point. So
that seems to make more sense to be parked there.
But then they come back down here to get the service and the revisions and everything like that. So it's so good that, they're going to retain or have a brand new commercial jetty down there. Obviously, it's just got to get their financial approvals and everything like that through. But again, it's so good. You know, you go down
there. I see them all the time going out.
So it is good. Great for the community that is there. So it's so good to have North Queensland Bulk Ports on board with us, plus the Abbott Point terminal fellas up there as well, all part of the community. And they do have their own community benefit schemes as well, which they advertise and community groups can apply for different grants. And we're really, really, really appreciative of the funding that those organisations give back. But, you know, they are a huge part of the economy of not just our Bowen region and Whitsunday region, but the state as well. So and a great bunch of people out there. Absolutely great bunch of people. So, no, all good. The other couple of things that are happening is the Kendavale Community Hub has been let to Fergus Builders, and they are shortly underway with the construction of that down there. So in Kendavale, it's never had its own community facility down there. The council always leased out the area for the library, and then they had a community customer service centre within the shopping centre down there. So council's reached out, got a grant from the federal government, I think it is, and we're on the way to build a brand new community hub in there. We've done a lot of planning down there to where, I guess, the new sort of CBD area, commercial area of Kendavale will be, and anybody that goes down there will see that there's lots of development going on there. There's new Super Jeep and Aldi and Harvey Norman and BCF. Those buildings are already pretty well there, and there's future, there's plans for more to come. So and it's growing, you know, to the to the west, I guess, of Kendavale, and that's becoming a huge area just for like a commercial type of hub area. So it made a lot of sense for council to put its facility in there, and there's huge big we actually did approve a subdivision, I think the last council meeting down there, of just in the back of where the golf course is down there, with Sunday Greens there. But there's also plans for a lot more subdivisions going on that, so which is all good. And that probably leads into the other big project down there, which is the Whitsunday Sports Park. So Again, sporting facilities and recreation facilities are very limited down there, so the council of the day, or actually go back many, many years ago, the council bought a block of land down there for a future sports park. The council has got funds to do that, and we're just going through the designs of all that now, and before we go out to go out the tender on it. So again, that it'll service the whole region, but it's really in need of improved sporting facilities down that part of the part of the region. So across the Byron and Bowen are well catered. We've got amazing sporting grounds up here, and that's like I said before, the council contributes to those. So so that's all going ahead there down there. There's lots of other, you know, sewage and water projects coming online and everything like that. So I might just jump in. Actually, no, I'll keep going from a community process point of view before I just jump into a bit of the budget type of stuff that we're going through. Just the Whitsunday Business Awards. Last year was the inaugural Whitsunday Business Awards. It was a great celebration of bringing businesses together, and even community organisations that sort of run businesses were all involved in it. So between the council and the two chambers, Bowen Chamber and the Whitsunday Chamber of Commerce, we're going to run those awards again. And Monday 1st of June, the applications are opening online. So there's a different categories. So I really, really encourage that.
What sort of categories are there, John? Do you have them in front of you? Or?
I haven't got it in front of me. Okay. Put me on the spot on that one. But, yeah, very various categories. The different type of businesses, champions and everything like that. So don't quote me, but there's at least half a dozen different categories there. So Monday 1st of June, get on the council's website, and the applications be online there. So if you're in business, I really encourage you to put your name forward on it. It's actually a great event to have everyone. It's going to be held down at the Crossbow Entertainment Centre on Friday, 9th of October, so it's a bit of a
Night.
And it's a great night just to bring everyone together. And they go up on the stage, you've got the big screen behind you, and all the businesses get acknowledged, and all the nominees do too. So you can only be one winner, but all the nominees go up there. So really, really encourage the people to get behind on that one. So just also a couple of other things that are happening. At our libraries are amazing. The libraries across the region, they're more than just books. Obviously books and everything like that, they're obviously the background to it, but the staff in our libraries, they have lots of different events on, lots of different activities, from the young people to the old people and whatever age they are, from the arts to storytelling, everything like that.
Yeah, they've always got a lot on during school holidays.
Yes,
they've got a great itinerary of stuff.
Yeah, so probably maybe next session in June. I think we've got holidays coming up in June, so I'll get a bit of a feedback from the libraries to find out what's going on there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And we'll do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just recently, they've had a activity called Every Stitch Tells a Story, and it's been held across the region. And it's culminating into an exhibition at the Entertainment Centre on the Friday 12th of June between 3 o'clock and 7 p.m. Free entry. And all the people that were participated, they're going to show their talents in what they've come up with. So, look, it's going to be good to just meet the artists involved there'll be light refreshments and celebrate the talent and stories with our community.
That's beautiful,
I've been privy to seeing some of the works, and it's good to see some of the stories behind what they've actually done and what it means. And it is that every stitch tells a story,
I'm just reading, because I was reading about it, and it's a great way of being inclusive of our senior community.
Yes.
And just trying to, get more people involved in a friendship-based stuff, and not only that sort of thing, but doing something with that,
Absolutely, Roxy, and that's what it's about. It's obviously it's a piece of art, but it's also the friendship groups and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, get you out of the house and talking with other people. And
so
like
important.
That.
I've read so many good things about elderly people being involved in the arts.
Yeah.
And it's just everything, not just even the act itself, but all the peripheral stuff that happens and you're part of a group.
Mm.
you know, so important. And just even art, it activates all sorts of things in your brain and so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that's creative that you're using your brain and your hands and everything like that, it's so good for you. It has to be so good for you, you know. And again, the networking of it with other people. So, and you know, the final product doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's not
to
important.
You, it's not important, really, honestly.
No.
What it looks like, it's your masterpiece
that's
in your
right.
own in your own mind. And, and as you know, Roxy, you're an artist, and and what you create in your mind and what you put on the paper or the
canvas,
that's your thoughts.
Yeah,
so,
and you know,
and that's what counts.
So. It's all in the eyes of the beholder, isn't it? Beauty.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So absolutely, and married to an artist, so it really changes my focus on
absolutely.
Art as well, and it's.
And on life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't it?
It does. It's beautiful. So
being creative actually can change your whole focus on everything, can't it?
It really does. Yeah. It really does. And it brings a lot of peace to your mind as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. You know, you see even in the natural environment, I guess things differently to how you would if you're...
From a different perspective. Totally.
And the beauty of that, you know, it's... just around Bunnell, the beauty of our natural environment is amazing. It really is. So all good. So the libraries are doing the most amazing activities across the region. And they'll continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So also we've got coming up on Friday, 12th of June as well, same date, is the Multicultural Festival in Bowen.
That's always good, isn't
it?
Yeah,
yeah. So that's all coming together well, I understand. And we're still looking for any groups that want to be involved with that to contact the community services team and put your applications in to them and reach out. So anybody who wants to be a part of it, I think you can also be a stallholder as well. So,
So that's the 12th of June.
12th of June.
Whereabouts
so
is that?
Down at the Sound Gel, and that's from four o'clock to 8 o'clock. So
wonderful.
So you can go down to the Prosy Entertainment Centre from 3 to, say, 5 or whatever and look at the Stitch and Time exhibition, and then you can come up to the Sound Gel from 4 to 8. And,
very good.
And be involved with that one as well. So it's great. The council's well behind this project as well.
Yeah.
And it's good to see. And the council, just on that too, we've got... end of the year with the community carols as well, and the council's supporting that as well, which
It's not too far away now.
someone said that the other day, it was 25th of May, about 7 months of Christmas, so
it's going to be 6 months now.
Yeah.
if it's going to go as fast as this first 6 months.
Oh, Roxy, where's it going? Where's the year going? We need to fit in some time to enjoy. Council are very, very supportive of all that type of thing, and where we can, and really encourage organisations to be involved with that as well. And use of council facilities, so it's a bit like, I think also actually in the council meeting that we just had last week, even though there was a report up about the Bowen Art Society with their exhibition going to be up at Flagstaff Hill in August.
Yes, we're very excited about that.
Council donated the facility, for the week up there on that as well. And it was enormous last year, Roxy, up there. So,
we can't wait. And, we're really looking forward
to it.
It
was so good as a venue, up there and... with the wonderful cafe and the
it sort of ties in beautifully, doesn't it? You can go up there, have a coffee, and then walk around and have a look at all these amazing works of art.
Absolutely, so it was so beautiful. So looking forward to that again. Can't quite remember the date, but it's in August sometime.
Yeah, August 21st.
21st of August. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Another great event. So we're also looking for other opportunities to utilise Flagstaff as well. It is getting well utilised. The cafe as well, which is really good up there. And so even during that, it was probably a big shout out to the locals. So normally January and February are pretty quiet sorts of times, and some businesses, scale down a bit, but. They kept the doors open up there during that time, so they're still well supported by the locals. So
it's great.
It's a council facility, so anything that supports the council facility, obviously council gets a return on that, and it's great that the locals are supporting it, so which is really, really good. You see, one other project I just want to talk about, and I know it's not in the Bowen area, but it's the It's down in the Cannavale area. It's the Bicentennial Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Huge amount of work's going on down there. They've done a demolition of the old boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
New framing's been installed for the new one. And the first section of the widened footpath has been completed. So they're going to, hopefully this will be sort of completed by late July. It's a great boardwalk that goes on down there. So, but unfortunately, yeah, it does need a bit of maintenance mm-hmm. and things. So council has submitted committed a lot of funds towards it.
Yeah.
And again, just, you know, it's important that our assets are maintained. So, yeah, so they're going to do all that as well. So thanks. Yeah, and just probably shout out to the residents and businesses down there for a bit of patience. Yeah, mm-hmm. whenever there's a construction job going on, there's going to be...
Yeah, you need a lot of patience.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be some interruptions yeah. to businesses and things like that. But, yeah. but anyway, all going good, so...
Very good. Well, we might take a quick break before we come back to some budgetary stuff.
Yeah.
Is that right, John?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Cool. We can talk about that.
To what's happening in Bowen and the Wet Sundays with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And don't forget, this will be your last chance today to send in the secret word downtown for a chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. downtown, you know what to do. Text it to 0484 510 152, together with your name and where you're listening in from. Okay, well, we're going to get back to Deputy Mayor John Finlay. It's been a great session this morning, John, and you've got a final bit to tell us about the budget.
Yeah, no, thanks, Roxy, and lots to cover again this morning, but that's lots of things going on within the whole region. Yeah, so, Roxy, coming up on the 17th of June is our special budget meeting, and it's going to be actually held in Proserpine, but again, it will be live, so I really encourage people to get on board and zoom in and have a look at it, what goes on there. So up until now, we've been doing lots and lots of work behind the scenes, trying to pull the budgets together, which includes a huge review of operation costs. So in the 24-25 budget and 25-26 budget, our general fund was about $10 million in deficit. So we really put it out there to the staff to rein that in, because as everybody knows in business, you can't run on deficits for the detriment of other parts of the business. So one of the things, Roxy, when I first came back on the council here, and I really insisted that we break our business into the different activities and report that way. So and successfully got the council's support behind us, the other councillors, and that's what we've come up with. So in this forthcoming budget, we'll have a 10-year budget for our water, our sewerage, our waste, our airport, our holiday parks, the entertainment centre, the quarry, and also the general fund as well. So it's important, you know, council is a huge business. And anybody out there that's got businesses or several businesses, you know, you got to have a plan in place to make that happen. So I'm really, really happy. I've seen the plans and the reports, and I really insisted on the way one of those reports presented to me. I'm a CPA and had over 30 years membership with that, and really that's my forte. And look, I'm very pleased to say that we've come a long way in the 2 years to where we are coming from, and really looking forward to publicly announcing a few things that after the meeting on the 17th of June. It's been a lot of hard work, and you know, we're facing huge increase in costs, you know, with the fuels and stuff like that, the cost to build a road and the requirements to build roads and these days is just enormous. But yeah, and wages cost, insurance cost, you know, nothing's probably gone down. But so we've really had to go through line by line item pretty close and make some savings and directions to where we want to go. So again, I'm happy that we've broken the process down into the different activities and be able to report most of those activities publicly. So anybody that's wants information, once we adopt that budget, I'm happy to support it. We will be having a session in Bowen. I'll be having a public session probably with the in conjunction with the Bowen Chamber of Commerce, but it's going to be open to everybody, and we'll be having maybe a presentation in July sometime. I think it won't be June. Okay. Haven't got time in June, but probably be July. I've got to talk to the acting chair of that organisation. I've got to call back to him sometime today or next week, talk about that. So we can really, you know, that way the public can confidently know where we're going. And
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, like we've got huge infrastructure for water and sewage coming up. The $30-odd million sewage pipeline from Whitsunday Paradise coming all the way through to that. That's in part of that infrastructure. Yeah. New water reservoir as well, up on the Hospital Hill there to service the future growth of Bowen as well.
Yeah.
Things like that are huge projects. And, you know, like that's actually included in the in our budgets as well. And we've got the reserves to build those type of facilities. Mm. So, plus, you know, we're relining sewer lines and replacing water mains and everything like that across the region.
Yeah, there's a lot happening,
It's enormous.
There's that other thing happening out there at the that new estate as well, isn't there? Like this link in with the sewerage?
Yeah, that's the Whitsunday Paradise. Yeah. So those tenders have been awarded, and they're going through the process of the designs and everything like that. But that's an upgrade. But there's already a sewerage pipeline from just opposite the Caltex there. There's the Sea Breeze state there, but my understanding that pipeline's got to be expanded to increase the, you know, the capacity for the service with Sunday Paradise. But that's all coming through there as well. So, and that, you know, that was a big shout out to the state government, $30 million towards that project, because it probably, you know, it's probably it has made that project viable.
Couldn't have gone ahead otherwise.
So look, lots of things happening in the budget space at the moment, and we're obviously trying to really minimise the rate increases across there. Unfortunately, our wastes are huge activity these days, because gone are the days when you dug a hole and put a bit of clay in the bottom and did that. But now that, you know, to build a new cell, it's, you know, probably in the order of $7 odd million, and it's just huge. So, but that's all in our plans, and we're reviewing the waste strategy plans as well. But those type of things, like, we don't have the money for that, so we'll have to get a loan for that, which is no problem. That's what you have to do, and, you know, as long as you manage the budget on that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I guess watch this space. We'll probably have a bit more maybe next month.
Very good.
Have a session on that. But then following up, and I'll let everyone know, you know, when we're going to have this public meeting in July.
I'm sure there might be a few people out there that are interested.
Yeah, so no, it's really good. And like I said, I've put my CPA hat on and I've been pushing for two years to get some improved accountability in reporting and everything like that.
That's very good.
Some good staff on
there. I think people will be happy to hear.
Fellow accountants on the staff. We've pulled things together, so all good. So,
very good.
Yeah, Roxy, it's been a great morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, John. Is that it for today?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll wrap it up on that.
All right,
yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Well, we'll catch you next month
with
a whole stack of other news. And thank you, John. Yeah. We'll see you soon. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Roxy.
I'll be back one more time. See ya.
It's been a hard day.
Much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Beer alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me to riff thickly too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane. With some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick. You give me a boot. I get a kick out of you.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is what's happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays. And Max just walked in and thrown me off my game. There you go. But anyway, thank you so much to the Deputy Lord Mayor, John Finlay, for coming in today. Well, great chat as always, and we'll catch up with him again next week, next month. Anyway, that's it for me today. Don't forget, the secret word for today is downtown. Text it in to 0484 510 152 for your chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a Gem FM merch pack. Okay, Bowen, have a great weekend, and we shall catch you very soon. See ya. Bye.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget. Now don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter.
Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, The voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.